Thought Guy.
3, 2, 1.
First, I want to reiterate some of the lyrics in that song. She sang a million things from The Greatest Showman. And it says, every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's going to take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make. Title of my talk this morning is Letting Go of Yesterday. And I wanted to remind you of a few things about yesterday, that this isn't to get us off the hook of the work that we may have to do in acknowledging, releasing, and letting go of the old stories that are cluttering our consciousness and getting in the way of our manifesting. Our past experiences, our past stories, our past yesterdays can have a significant impact on our beliefs. Many times we don't even realize it's happening. I know that's happened to me. Sometimes we have to take a deep dive to even realize that these yesterday stories are there, just so then we can acknowledge them. And even before that, before we can face them or forgive them or neutralize them or release them and replace them, we have to acknowledge that they're there. Now, I've talked about, and Reverend Gary earlier talked about, radical self-forgiveness. And we know that radical self-forgiveness has nothing to do with the other party, if there is another party. And even if there is another party, and it does seem to have something to do with the other person, as Oscar Wilde said, always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. And I've given you the tool a few weeks ago called place, pause, label, ask, choose, express, so that you can respond versus react to situations, because reactions come from yesterday's stories. Not that, but yesterday's stories, the stuff from the past. That's the four step. Well, the four step shame and regret process. Remember, I talked about that, a month ago. The four step shame and regret process that I shared. And I shared that to get us squeaky clean, so to speak, with our ethics and our integrity, and thus neutralize the power that those shame and regret stories that come from yesterday seem to have on us. So you could follow those two things. There's a couple of tools that we've already talked about. And Tony Robbins, I read this thing last week. Of course, when I'm preparing for a talk, stuff just shows up. I wasn't looking for this article, but in this article, he gave this advice, and let me quickly go through it. Turn letting go of the past into a must, he says. We gain a clear sense of purpose, and when we do that, we move beyond the hold of yesterday, and that serves our emotional drive. And when we have that emotional drive, that purpose to move past and through those yesterday stories, when we feel like raging or hiding or any of those emotions, we have a base to bring us through those so they don't take over. He also talks about identifying your emotional habits, which can serve for the raging and the hiding, because emotions are like a muscle. Now, I'm not talking about feelings that you are purposefully bringing in. I'm talking about emotions that just show up. And they just show up like a muscle, like a memory. The trauma, the challenging incident that showed up can train us to feel frustrated, sad, untrusting, stressed, whatever, in certain situations, we get triggered. However, we can train ourselves to stay passionate, joyful, strong, even when something bad happens. Even when we're reminded we are triggered of our yesterdays, when we catch ourselves falling into this negative emotional habit, that's when we can go, whoa, hold on, wait a minute, catch that thought and switch the gears immediately. But we need to be aware. We need to be in the moment. We need to be in now. That is the power of now. And then this new conditioning, as it shows up and you stop it or slow it down, we'll start rewiring those emotions to have less and then eventually no effect as a trigger. He talks about conditioning your mind and working on personal growth, which is why you're here, yes, which is why you feed your mind and your soul with empowering stories. And you surround yourself with people who not only make you feel better, but make you better. You see yourself around successful people, and you, even with them not knowing it, they're mentoring you to be in a peak state as often as possible. You're focusing on learning and improving. You're focusing on what it feels like to be successful, what it feels like to not be stressed. So then when something shows up that may stress you, you have the power because you have the emotional memory to stop it. You can also create empowering rituals, and that's spiritual practice. Spiritual practice helps you build momentum, helps you have a base of power. When you practice gratitude, when you practice meditation, when you're using your affirmative prayers or your spiritual mind treatments, and like Donya was saying, when you're going through the steps, and you don't have to do them in order, but if you're doing them in order, you know, you don't go to the next step until you're solid with the first step. You're solid with knowing that you are the power because the universe is the power. Spirit is the power, and you are part of spirit. You don't go past that idea until it is solid, until you feel it in your, not just your heart, but in your gut and your brain. It's a logical movement in this five-step process. And we build momentum when we keep using these spiritual practices. When we focus on what you can control is another good idea, another tool. You can't take back that unhealthy relationship. You don't want to take back the healthy relationship, but you can take back the unhealthy one. It's already happened. That was yesterday, but you can learn from it. You can't go back in time and fix a bad childhood, but you can realize that your past doesn't equal your future. You can realize that when something comes up for me, and I realize and acknowledge that it's little Jay that's having an emotion about this, that is being triggered by this, then I can talk to little Jay. Little Jay wants nothing more than to be recognized and loved. And the minute we wake up, we are in choice. Learning how to let go of the past means breaking those patterns and focusing on creating the life we deserve and not dwelling on the ones we used to have. And then he talks about giving back, sharing not only these ideas, but sharing this light, this love, this revelation that you've been having, like I asked Donya to. Do you feel inspired as she talked about how she was inspired by the work she did for herself? I know I did. And I know I did not only the first time I heard it, but this time when I heard it. It moves me. It changed me. It inspired me to be my best. Now, if you're not a Tony Robbins fan, and I totally get that, a lot of people aren't, listen to this quote. Alice Morse Earle, she put it very plainly sometime in the early 1900s. She said, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. And today is a gift." That's why we call it the present. But here's the most important thing happening in the present. Here's your most important present in the present. And I want you to grasp onto this. I want you to allow yourself to awaken to it and allow it to transform you, to take hold of you, and to remember that if God is all there is, and you can call it God or the divine, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. If God is all there is, then everything in our life is God speaking. Doubt, pain, happiness, resistance, misery, prosperity is all a calling for us to reconnect our humanness with our spiritual essence, especially the negative things. Is a call for us to reconnect, to recommune with the universe, with spirit, with the power and presence there is in our lives. The divine in you. There's no judgment there. There's no opinion of the experience there. When you begin to see yesterdays that pop up in your todays as a blessing instead of a hindrance, you gain the opportunity, you gain the power to remember the fundamental truth about who you are. And that God is an all thing in your life. The divine spirit, the power and presence of the Big Bang is all in your life. It's ready right there to wave the red flag if it needs to bring the helicopter and the boat and anything that needs to be brought to you. It's there to hold your hand, this power, this presence. And it's there, most importantly, to point you to the truth of who you are, to realize, accept, and know, to realize that your feelings are valid. None of this is about invalidating your feelings. Your feelings are valid. Your emotions are even valid. But accept that God has given you all that is needed to step through yesterday's junk. Yesterday has a lot of junk, a lot of fabulous things, but a lot of junk. And we can step through that. We have the power. Know that you have the power of choosing. Every day, volition is the biggest gift. Give us the biggest present from the divine. Choice. You can choose and then choose again and choose again and choose again if you must. I want to close with a poem that I found by a woman named Sapphire Rose, and it's called She Let Go. And you can change the gender from she to he to they, whatever you want. But she wrote the poem as She Let Go. And I think this is even more powerful than any tool that I've given you in the past, any tool that that can come out of NLP or psychology. It's just beautiful. She Let Go by Sapphire Rose. She let go. She let go. Without a thought or a word, she let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons, wholly and completely without hesitation or worry. She just let go. She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She didn't search the scriptures. She just let go. She let go of all the memories that held her back. She let go of all the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of the planning and all of the calculations about how to do it just right. She didn't promise to let go. She didn't journal about it. She didn't write the projected date in her daytime. She made no public announcement and put no ad in the paper. She didn't check the weather report or read her daily horoscope. She just let go. She didn't analyze whether she should let go. She didn't call her friends to discuss the matter. She didn't do a five-step spiritual mind treatment. She didn't call the prayer line. She didn't utter one word. She just let go. No one was around when it happened. There was no applause or congratulations. No one thanked her or praised her. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good and it wasn't bad. It was what it was. And it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all be. A small smile came over her face, and a light breeze blew through her, and the sun and the moon shone forever. You'll probably face setbacks and challenges as you let go of your yesterday. I have, and I will, for the others that I acknowledge that show up. But with conviction and a purpose that drives you, you will stay focused and dedicated when those yesterdays show up. And then you can acknowledge them, release them, and let them go. So don't beat yourself up for what has happened in the past. All God's children got stuff. We all have junk in our lives. Beyond your own self-work, go ahead, seek out spiritual counseling. Call the office. We'll connect you with somebody. I seek out spiritual counseling. Cognitive therapy, I've had it in the past. Whatever you use to assist you in this work, know that you will let go of yesterday's and manifest your million dreams, whatever they are. I know that you can. Thank you so much. Namaste.